that shop then?
No, no.
Oh, I see.
Mom is my grandmother. Mom is my grandmother.
Oh,
there
I
we
see.
Go. Right,
I
right.
See.
And it was my grandmother's sister that had the hat shop, not the dress. Women, I think, yeah, that was one of the things they could do, you know, was then to make hats. So we had this old, and I never, it was never explained to me, and I didn't, wasn't inquisitive, so I didn't ask why the rooms upstairs all had numbers on them. And of course, the reason they had numbers on them was because it used to be a hotel. But also, Mom, she always rented out one or two or three rooms, maybe. It was always a lawyer, Mr. who lived in town. It was always another one. You know, they always rented out some rooms. Now, I don't think they boarded them. I don't think they did.
Whoever on this subject, I think it would be fascinating to talk about the building we were in.
Yeah, the old building. And the building, now that, you see, was just a half a block away. And it was Farmers, Merchants, and Trusts, I think I saw it on a check. There's a very active historical society here, by the way. And I went to a couple of meetings, and they were showing someone had a collection of old checks, 1906, and here was the picture of our old building, see. So Pop must have bought it about 1906, I think, and turned it into his law offices. And because, it, well, 1906 was when Mother and Dad married in 1904, and Pop took my father into the law firm and sat him down, and he learned law the hard way. He learned law by reading law books and following Pop's instructions. He was a hard taskmaster.
I'd like just to get straight here.
Yeah.
Your father's name is Watley.
Watley, uh-huh.
And Latimer King.
Latimer King. David Latimer King was my grandfather. Was my mother's father, right, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the law firm was King and Watley.
I
you
see.
And then, but Dad, but he, the abstract company was Watley Abstract Company.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah,
on the windows.
Yeah, that was that.
I want some lettering, by the way.
Wasn't that, I hope we can save that. And there was always at the other end, you see, there were one, two, three, four different kind of partitions and three offices in there, because it covers, what would you say? About a third of a block long, isn't it?
Yeah,
almost.
So
yeah. Right. The big vault in there. And there was always a shoe shop, Mr. Bennett's, called Benny's Shoe Shop in the one corner. And it seemed to me it almost had a dirt floor in it. But the other had the floor and still has the floor of the, I think, octagon shape marble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's nice floors.
Is it in good shape, I suppose?
It's in fairly good shape.
Mm-hmm.
It had also, and they've disappeared, the revolving ceiling fans. They had two of those in there.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so Pop was, he was, as I understand, the first Democratic sheriff of the county after the Civil War. And my father's father in Texas, Cass County, Texas, was the first Democratic sheriff in Texas after the Civil War. And I didn't know the significance of that until my husband, who really was a historian, said, "Well, honey, you know what that means, don't you?" And I said, "No, being a real fiery liberal." He said, "You know, it means that both your grandfathers were leaders in the Ku Klux Klan."
I see.
I said, "No, yep, it's true,
because
they were the ones
mm-hmm.
that were voted in."